This recording, Jiangsu 5, is copyright the International Dialects of English Archive. Karma Gets a Cure is copyright Douglas N. Onroff, Jill McCullough, and Barbara Somerville.
Karma Got a Cure. Sarah Perry was a veterinary nurse who has been working daily at an old zoo in a deserted district of the territory. So she was very happy to start a new job at a superb private practice in North Square near the Duke Street Tower. That area was much nearer for her and more to her liking. Even so, on her first morning, she felt stressed. She ate a bowl of porridge, checked herself in the mirror, and washed her face in a hurry. Then she put a plain yellow dress and a fleece jacket, picked up her kit, and headed for work. When she got there was a woman with a goose waiting for her. The woman gave Sarah an official letter from the vet. The letter implied that the animal could be suffering from a rare form of foot and mouth disease, which was suffering because normally you would only expect to see it in a dog or goat. Sarah was sentimental, so this made her feel sorry for the beautiful bird. Before long, that itchy goose began to strut around the office like a lunatic, which made an unsanitary mess. The goose's owner, Mary Harrison, kept calling, "Karma, Karma," which Sarah thought was an old choice for a name. Karma was strong and huge, so it would take some force to trap her, but Sarah had a different idea. First, he tried gently stroking the goose's owner back with her palm, then sang a tune to her. Finally, she administered a ether. Her efforts were not futile. In no time, the goose began to tire, so Sarah was able to hold on to Karma and give her a relaxed bath. Once Sarah had a manager to bath the goose, he wiped her off with her clothes and laid her on her right side. Then Sarah confirmed that vet diagnosis. Almost immediately, she remembered an official treatment that required her to mention out a lot of medicine. Sarah warned that this course of treatment might be expensive, either 5 or 6 times the cost of penicillin. I can't imagine paying so much. But Mrs. Harrison, a millionaire lawyer, thought it was a fair piece for the cure. My hometown is Yangzhou City. I think it's very old. It has long histories, and it has changed for a long time. Now it's a little modern, but I think it's not a modern city. It's always a classic city. It's famous for its gardens and some old things. So the most famous time is Qing Dynasty, I think, because that time we have some very rich men lived in Yangzhou City. And now I think Yangzhou is just a little. It's also okay. It's fit for the people living there, and it's tidier. It's tidy. Sometimes it's very clean. People was very relaxing, and I like Yangzhou City very much. That's all.